You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Domba. I also go by the name Anonymous. As part of the HomePod mini series that I've been doing, this is showing you how to set up your HomePod mini for the first time. This is a wonderful experience, and you're probably excited, especially if this is your first device or many other device. This experience is pretty much the same when you always get a brand new Apple device in your hand. The setup is really simple. I am truly impressed by Apple, how they make this so easy, and simplicity to set this up is beautiful. So I'm going to show you how to do this. The first thing you need to do is you need to make sure that you have the Home app installed. Now, it comes pre-installed with your Apple iPhone device. However, for some reason, if you have deleted, you will have to go to your App Store and do a search for Home and re-download the app itself. Now, there's no particular order to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and just kind of do it this way. Let's bring up the Home app itself.
Home. Double tap to open.
Double tap.
Home. Homes and home settings. Button.
And we have this up and ready. Not necessary, but makes things a little more simple. Now, what you want to do is you want to go ahead and plug in your HomePod mini. Now that I've plugged in my HomePod mini, we're going to wait until we get this special tone and you will hear it over the microphone. There she is. This means she is ready for you to pair. So take your iPhone and go near the HomePod mini itself. Now, if you go near the device of your HomePod mini that you're trying to set up, if it doesn't automatically pop up, have no fear. Go to the add button.
Add button.
It's at the top right-hand corner. Double tap this.
Add accessory button.
Now you want to add accessory. Double tap.
Camera viewfinder. I don't have a code or cannot scan. Button.
We'll go to that option here.
Select an accessory to add to my home.
And go to the right.
Make sure your accessory is powered on and nearby. HomePod. On. Alert. HomePod mini. Heading. HomePod mini. Heading. Setup. Button.
And that is the other option to force you to set it up. So there's a couple ways it could happen. Now, we get the option to set up, so we'll go ahead and double tap this.
Dismiss. Button. What room is HomePod in? Heading.
All right, so we're going to give this what room is in. I'm going to show you all the examples here.
Master bedroom. Picker item. Adjustable. 1 of 13. Swipe basement. Bathroom. Bedroom. Dining room. Entertainment room. Game room. Garage. Guest room. Home theater. Kitchen. Living room. Office.
And office is the last one in the option here. Now, this is in my master bedroom, so I want to give it to the master bedroom because it's in a special closet where I do my podcasts, and it's sitting next to me on my desk. So let's go back to the master bedroom.
Kitchen, home, guest, garage, game, enter, dine, bed, bathroom, base, master bedroom.
And I'm doing this as I'm flicking up and down. Just one finger flick up and down, and that goes through the picker itself. So let's go to the right.
What room is HomePod in? Heading. Master bedroom. Picker item. Adjustable. 1 of 13.
That's correct.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Go to the right.
Continue. Button.
And one finger double tap. Continue.
Personal requests.
Let's go to the right and see what we have here.
Use Siri on HomePod to access your messages, reminders, calendar events, and more when this iPhone is nearby and your voice is recognized. Your next appointment today is at 1:35 p.m. Hey Siri, read my messages. You have one reminder for today, pay power bill. You have a missed call from Marketi at 10:32 a.m. Close. Button. You can change this later in home settings. Use personal requests. Button.
I highly recommend user personal. That way it'll be personalized to you, specifically to your voice, and that way you'll pair the Apple ID that you're using for your calendars and everything that is just mentioned up above that was reading to you. Those are the examples that you can give the HomePod mini. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap here.
Dismiss. Button. Siri for everyone.
And go to the right.
Siri can recognize the voices of each person in his home to provide access to their own music, reminders, calendar, and more. Invite people to your home in the Home app after setup.
And go to the right.
Continue. Button.
I love this option because this is something that will be personalized to your voice, yes. So you are the only one that can ask for those information. So if I'm asking for my appointments, my text messages, only I am able to do that. So if somebody else in your household, one of your spouse or kids or whatever not, try to access to you those information about your text messages, they are not going to be able to do that. Beautiful. I love this feature. I'm going to go ahead and do a continue.
Dismiss. Button. Terms and conditions. Heading.
Obviously, we have the terms of agreement. Make sure you read everything before you agree.
Agree button.
Find the agree button. When you're ready to agree, go ahead and double tap.
Dismiss button. Accounts and settings. Heading.
Now we get to the accounts area.
Thomas@themickeyhouse.com.
That's me.
Use your iCloud account, Wi-Fi, and settings on this iPhone to configure your HomePod. You can change them later in the Home app.
That gives you an explanation what this is used for.
Transfer settings button.
And I'm going to go to transfer the settings. Therefore, everything that's on my phone will be transferred to the HomePod Mini. So it's customized. So if I'm using VoiceOver on my iPhone, guess what? It'll bring on my VoiceOver and turn it on the HomePod Mini. Plus, let's just say I'm using a male Siri voice. Guess what? That setting that I have on my iPhone will transfer over to the HomePod Mini. So this is why we're transferring the settings. Double tap here.
Dismiss button. Close. A white surface with a gray logo on it.
This also transfers the Wi-Fi information. There's nothing to set up. It automatically knows what Wi-Fi is set up on my iPhone. And that Wi-Fi setup that I have to my router in the house automatically gets into the HomePod Mini. Let's go to the right here.
Center the HomePod in the frame.
Okay, so we need to just take the camera on the back of your phone and center it to the phone. So we'll go pull back and get it in the picture.
HomePod Mini, heading.
As you heard the little tone, it is now transferring.
In progress.
Now this is part where you wait until it's completed.
Dismiss button. Hi, Thomas.
Welcome
heading.
Welcome to HomePod. You can't tell, but I'm waving. To get my attention, say, hey, Siri. Let's get started. Say, hey, Siri, what can you do?
Hey, Siri, what can you do?
Try asking me.
Lots of things like turn on the lights, give you a news update, and tell you about the weather. Now you try. Say, hey, Siri, play some music.
Oh, let's just do that. Hey, Siri, play some music.
Okay, station just for you.
And there we have it. Hey, Siri. Stop. Now, go back to the iPhone. You'll have a couple options. There'll be the done button. Double tap that. If you are sharing any kind of a data analytic with Apple, you'll get a prompt. Say, we have transferred this same information over to the HomePod Mini. So you'll be sharing the same home data analytic to them with your HomePod Mini. Go ahead and dismiss that. And then when you get back out to the main page,
Homes and Home Settings button,
you should see this. Now you'll see on the screen that your device is now on here. Now, for example, in my case, it's called Master Bedroom. So let's swipe to the right until you see that HomePod Mini.
Master Bedroom button.
And there she is. So that is now on your home screen on your home app. And as you can see, the experience of setting this up is so nice and simple, especially if it pops up for the very first time and it just goes on without having to go through the home app. But as I mentioned before, if you need to force it, you can go to the add button as an alternative if you don't see any progress happening or you never get a pop-up. It's such a simple, seamless process that I just love the Apple experience. And now your whole Apple ecosystem is in this little ball of your call, the HomePod Mini. So enjoy your HomePod Mini. I hope you love your new device as much as I do. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.